Alrighty.
Dirk, how have Levante and Quan looked so far this week in practice?
Yeah, it's good to have those guys out there getting some work. And you know, anytime you've been out for a while, there's a transition period, but certainly good to have those guys back in practice.
Possibly, you know, Levante coming back in the very near future, Quan coming back in the near future. I know possibly I'm qualifying it, but can you just discuss the riches you have at linebacker, the way Beckwith has played, the way Glanton has played? I mean, it's a good problem to have. I know that, you know, who gets less snaps potentially down the road.
Yep. Well, that's like anything else. I mean, I still haven't been on that team yet. I'm still waiting to be on that team that has too many good players. I hope I get a chance in my career, but I still haven't been on it yet, so I think we'll figure something out. I mean, maybe we'll be playing 3-4 full time. We'll have to see. But
Dirk James was talking about how Adam Humphries has been so consistent for years, especially late in games. We talk so much about the talent you guys brought in, but how well has he played to keep the role he's had as a prominent part of this offense?
Yeah, very consistent. That's his number one thing, and since that first year when he got here and came out of nowhere, made our team. Adam's going to be a hard guy to ever get out of there, just because he's a good player. He doesn't get the most pub or the most kudos, however you want to say it. But he's a really good football player. He's a good for what he does for us. He plays his role really well.
Do you see any parallels between midseason last year, that full bye week, and now having extra time to prepare? Obviously, it's earlier in the year, but in terms of taking a good hard look at what you guys are doing, getting some guys back, can you draw some parallels to where you stand right now?
I mean, I'm sure you could. I don't think that's how anybody's looking at it, but I'm sure there are some parallels there.
In other words, a sense that this team could get on a roll.
Well, we need to play better as a team. We need to play complementary football where it can't just be one side or the other, and you know, all three and special teams. We've got to work off each other. I mean, I just think that we haven't hit our stride yet, and there's really no good excuse for that. I mean, I guess that starts on with me is we got to do a better job. We got to come out of the gates faster, and we've got to play better football. I mean, everybody in this league is good. We got to play better. We got to play better. We got to coach better.
Last year when you guys went out to Arizona, it was obviously a humbling loss out there. A lot of the improvement your team has made since then came in the latter half of last season. Mm-hmm. But where do you think you're the most improved from the team you had there last year?
Well, from the team that you got to remember, that was game two, right? That was game two of the season last year. And when you really go back and look at that game, with 3.5 minutes to go in the second quarter, it was 10-0, and we had the ball on the 29-yard line going in. And we tried to run an RPO, and we had an exchange issue, and we turned it over for the third time in the first half on that play. And then it was just all downhill. They scored two quick touchdowns, 24-0 at half. So I guess you tend to forget that was game two last year. And they beat us good, and we remember. You know, it stings. We talked about that earlier. But I don't think defensively we're anywhere close to the same team we were last year, and you know the statistics or all the indicators bear that out. I mean, our defense played terrific after, you know, we got out of the bye week that Ira was just talking about. So I mean, I just think we're a much more confident defense, and then we've got some different pieces on offense. You got to also remember, I think it was first or second carry of the game at Arizona is when Doug pulled his hamstring last year. And so, you know, knock on wood, I mean, Doug's back at full strength, and, you know, hopefully we keep him.
Speaking of Doug, he told us today that he feels like he's probably ready for a full workload. Can you tell? You know, he's always going to say, but he's pretty honest. I think if he didn't feel that way, he would tell us. But can you tell during the week of practice if a guy is ready, and how do you game plan for that? I mean,
yeah.
Wait and see again, see how he is.
Yeah.
In the second quarter.
Well, I think it will show itself in the game.
Yeah.
All right, it will show itself in the game. So, you know, Doug got 25 plays last week. Again, playing football is different than training for football, and I'm sure he'll catch up fast because he's played. He's a veteran player. But I think that will present itself. And again, we have no problem with any of our other backs. And every back I've ever been around thought he could take the ball 65 times a game. And it's easier said than done.
You guys are a different defense than you were last year in Arizona. But what about Mike Evans? I mean, going up against a guy like Patrick Peterson, he said that was the best guy he faced all year, which is a huge compliment considering all the Pro Bowlers he faced last year. But is he a different receiver too, you know, since going up against a guy like that?
I wouldn't say different. I would just say Mike's continued to get better. And that particular matchup, if it plays out that way, they matched Patrick Peterson on Mike. If it plays out that way, that's two of the best at their position in the NFL going head-to-head. It'll be a good matchup to watch. But, I mean, I think Mike's continued to get better. Patrick Peterson, his track record speaks for itself.
Dirk, there's some pass-heavy teams that are very successful in this league. New England, Green Bay. Now, of course, you know the quarterbacks that are involved. I think you guys are at about 65% pass run. I don't expect you to be 51-49, but is that a number that you expect to come down a little bit as we go on?
Well, usually how that works is if you're winning some games, that number comes down. If you're losing games, you're throwing. And, again, with the whole second half of Minnesota, when you're only four games in, that's going to really distort it when we only had six runs. That will tend to even itself out over the course of the season as long as you're winning some games. I mean, if you look at teams that are always winning in the fourth quarter, they're usually running the football, trying to kill the clock.
And you got Doug Martin back also.
That's a good statement there. The other thing is we shoot for 50-50 on first and 10 and second and 1-6. All right, so no one in the NFL is running the football too much on third and 2+. I mean, that's a very, very, very small number. We keep track of that stuff, and we try to stay balanced. We still believe that's the hardest thing to defend, and hopefully that number does come down.
Pat Murray here. He's been here before, mm-hmm. as a new holder, as a new snapper now. How important are these first few days just to make sure they're all on the same page?
Yep, the operation of the three specialists, that's the main thing. I mean, you know, he knows how to kick. Brian knows how to hold, and, you know, Garrison knows how to snap. But putting it all together and, you know, the kicker likes the ball tilted a certain way, all that kind of stuff, that is the biggest thing in a, you know, basically a Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, three kicking days. That's what it'll be to get to the first game.
Coach, with this being the first West Coast trip for you this year, obviously last year, first time doing it, any factors that you've learned from a personal and a coaching standpoint that help you prepare for this week?
Yeah, you know, we didn't fare well on our first West Coast trip, but we were 3-0 on the next three after that. You know, we won 3 out of 4, and we followed the same itinerary. We have an itinerary that we believe in. Three time zones. We're gonna go on Fridays, which we're gonna do this time. We're gonna get in. We're gonna practice here, fly late, get in there late, basically get there and get something to eat and go to bed. Have our normal Saturday as if we were at home. And then body clock wise, we'll have our meeting Saturday night and we'll go to bed a little bit earlier. We'll try to basically stay on East Coast time. And that's a system that's worked for, you know, I learned it from Smitty, who learned it from Brian Billick in his day. And we believe in it. We were 3-1 with it. But as I said the other day, it's not the system that does it. It's the players. It's the players that are going to determine what works and what doesn't.
Coach Lincoln suggested that Jameis tends to be better when the game is on the line, in like the fourth quarter and everything. Is that something that you would agree with? Is that something you've picked up on now that you've been with them?
Well, I think we need to have Jameis be good all the time. The game, from my opinion, is on the line right off the bat. So I don't know the stats behind that. I don't agree or disagree. I just think that you know, the best quarterbacks in the NFL are always good.
There are some divisions in this league tend to go up and down. You know, the NFC East was a powerhouse, then had a down year. But your division, unfortunately, has been good for a long time. And I think they're 11-6 cumulative. New Orleans has bounced back from an 0-2 start. Talk a little bit about being in what is perceived to be the toughest division of football.
Yeah, we think this is a real tough division. And obviously when you start playing more division games, ours are all back-end loaded. I know there's been a couple other ones already, but ours are back-end loaded. But that's when you know, that they have a double whammy, right? Because one team's going to win and the other team's going to lose in your division. So, shoot, the last two Super Bowl teams have come out. The last two MVPs have come out of our division. Well, you know, we've known that all along, and, you know, every team in our division tries to keep pace. So, you know, we don't have our first division game for 3 more weeks till we play Carolina in 3 games. So we'll worry about that one when it comes. But it's a tough division. All you can do right now is handle your games as you go. This is an NFC game, so slightly more important than NFC games. But
though Carolina's bounced back strong.
Well, I mean, I didn't have any reason to think they wouldn't.